From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. The Pope's historic visit to the United States. Pope Francis is in his final day of his visit to the U.S. Meeting with Roman Catholic bishops in Philadelphia today, he called for continued vigilance against any priest's sexual abuse of youth and superiors' efforts to conceal grave misdeeds. Francis said he met this weekend with victims of sexual abuse by priests, and God weeps for them. Later today, the Pope will celebrate a Mass where as many as 2 million people are expected to attend. On Saturday, he addressed a crowd of tens of thousands outside Philadelphia's Independence Hall, calling for people of all religions to stand up for their freedoms.
En un mundo en el que diversas formas de tiranía moderna tratan de...
He said it is a world where modern tyranny seeks to suppress religious freedom and use religion as a pretext for hatred and brutality. France says it has launched its first airstrikes against Islamic State militants in Syria, on targets it identified after 2 weeks of surveillance flights. No details were released on the location of the attacks, but Prime Minister Manuel Valls said Paris was acting in self-defense, hitting Islamic State sanctuaries where those who attack France are trained. The office of French President François Hollande said today's strikes were conducted autonomously of the U.S.-led coalition attacking insurgent positions in Iraq and Syria, but coordinated with it. Until today, France had only taken part in airstrikes against the jihadists in neighboring Iraq. Paris has carried out 215 of the nearly 4,500 strikes there. This is VOA News. Authorities in eastern Afghanistan said today hundreds of Islamic State militants staged a coordinated pre-dawn attack against key security outposts in a remote border region. The hostilities come after months of reports that the extremist outfit is gaining influence in Afghanistan. If confirmed, this would be the first major offensive IS has undertaken against Afghan national forces. The fighting is raging in the autonomous Achin district of Nangarhar province, which borders Pakistan. Iran is demanding that Saudi Arabia apologize for the crush outside the holy city of Mecca that killed 769 people during the annual Hajj pilgrimage. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said today in a recent statement on his website, the Saudis should accept the responsibility and apologize to the Muslims and the victims' families. This issue will not be forgotten, and the nations will pursue it seriously. The Islamic world has a lot of questions. The yearly event ended without further incident Saturday. In the aftermath of the failed coup in Burkina Faso, questions are being raised on how to get the electoral process on track. The vote initially scheduled for October 11th contributed to the political turmoil. Emile Ihob has details.
The streets of Burkina Faso's capital city, Ouagadougou, are busy again as people try to move on from the events of September 16th, which paralyzed all economic activity for a week. The transitional government, led by interim president Michel Kafando, met Friday, 2 days after he announced he was back in charge. The decision was made to dissolve the presidential guard, the RSP, the elite unit which was behind the failed coup. The RSP has said it wanted inclusive elections and a reversal of a decree taken by transitional authorities a week earlier that barred some former members of ex-president Blaise Compaoré's government from running. The transitional government also agreed to investigate the failed coup, which killed 11 people, while dismissing the putschist call for an amnesty. The election, initially set for October 11th, is likely to be delayed. Emily Yop from Ouagadougou.
Palestinians and Israeli police clashed today in Jerusalem at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, a religious site revered by both Muslims and Jews. There is no indication anyone was seriously hurt. Violence at the site has escalated recently because Muslims are upset by non-Muslim visitors and a push to allow Jewish prayer in the compound outside Al-Aqsa. U.S. President Barack Obama arrives at the United Nations today for several days of meetings, speeches, and summits. Among them, he will chair two high-level sessions, one on U.N. peacekeeping and the other on countering terrorism. He is also expected to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. We invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.